It's very difficult. Every year, you never know when you're going to encounter an image or a video. There's a lot of documentaries and films. So you go through your life just having to always deal with it. And it is like a bandage that is constantly ripped off a wound. And most people, when they suffer a sudden death, you know, you have a very steep, grieving period because it's sudden and traumatic. But then you have all this media attention, and you kind of lose your sister to the event in a way. And that's hard. And also just the political dimension to it, all of that element, it's not really natural to be constantly digging at a difficult event in your life. The way, you know, most humans get by in the world is that we have our mourning period and then we move on and we come into acceptance, which is the hard part, but it's natural. And it's not to say that you don't miss the person or you don't care about the person, but you're not constantly going back and looking at it. And for me, every time I see the towers fall, I know my sister's in it. So it's not a simple thing for me to see. And also, people are very intrigued. What I find difficult is often I don't talk about this a great deal to people because it's like a conversation. You can't just mention it. People will always have, questions, because it's the kind of event that when you say you had someone directly involved in it, it makes the event real in a way that most people don't have events. They're not real to them in a way. They're kind of abstract. And I mean, after all, my goodness, I wasn't even in the towers. There's so many people in New York who were actually there